That's a good example. He doesn't think too highly. It's embarrassing when you have to like embarrass him when you acknowledge how great a job he's doing and how much he means in our life. It's like, no. That's a good spirit. That's what he's a humble man. He doesn't think too highly of himself. He's right where he should be. And sometimes we can get like that. Think, I should have this. Why don't I have that? And why am I not like this person? And we can think that way. And then we start getting bitter in our souls. We start envying. And then we start clashing in work and at the job. And it could happen in church. Got to be careful, really careful of that kind of stuff. Results in verse number 6 of lust, envy, and strife. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. If we're following after our own pride, our own feelings, our own lusts, our own envyings, we're going to find that we are the results in the decisions that we make are confusion and evil works. We're going to end up saying things we shouldn't. We're going to end up breaking things we shouldn't. We're going to end up messing things up that we shouldn't do. I mean, the Bible says in verse number 4 of chapter 4, adulterers and adulteresses, you go into that area of your marriage, what does that do? Blows it right up. And you do that with anything. Sin just blows things up and hurts and maims and causes confusion. Maybe we're at a place, Lord, I just feel like this is what I need and this is what I should. And we're going from a spot of making decisions based off of feelings. And we're wondering why we're confused. And why is this not working? We're coming from it at a wrong spot. We're going from any area. Like, why is this not working with my child? I'm trying this with my child, and I feel like this is the right thing. And this is what the books say. And it's not working. Right? It's not working because we're coming from it from a wrong perspective. We need to go and say, God, what do you want me to do with my child? I need your wisdom. This is your child. Help me, give me and strengthen me. It's a whole different thing, like, other than coming from the flesh. We need to be careful how we approach decisions and God's leading in our life. Make sure it's not from ourselves. Myself tells me all sorts of things. Like I said, that whole bunch of M&Ms, you need more. As my flesh says, okay, you need the M&Ms. Okay, and then get some ice cream, too. Right, just and then after that, that's what my flesh says. And there's other areas too that my flesh is just leads me astray. And I think I'm not the only one. I can imagine I'm not the only one. I'm not just talking about Eden. There's all different areas we can be led astray. Confusion and strife. All right, so let's get on the good stuff. Let's go to Proverbs. Hold your place in James. Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs 12 and verse number 15. It says, I'm 12:15. All right. The way of the fool is right in his own eyes. Everybody, 12:15. The way of the fool is right in his own eyes. I'm doing the right thing. I feel this is right. You know what? I feel this is the right thing. Let's just make this decision. Let's go with it, right? The fool does that, right? I am right. Everybody thinks they're right. Everybody, on every decision. It's wrong with the world today, right? You ask anybody their opinion, they're right. They're right. It doesn't matter what side of what issue, they're right. And you're dumb. You're wrong, and you're stupid. And that's a problem with America right now, part of it. Nobody wants to listen to anything. They're right, and nobody wants to be wrong. But somebody is wrong. Amen. We know there is somebody wrong. But the Bible says here, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. We need to listen. We need to be careful who we're listening to, but we need to listen and get some counsel. Don't just jump, buy that new house, buy that new boat, do whatever. Just be careful. Get some counsel. Know what God wants. If you flip back over to James chapter 3, let's get to the good stuff. Enough with the earthly wisdom. Enough with our pride and our self and lust and envy and strife. We don't want to be there. Do you agree with me? We don't want to live there. We're in church today. We don't want to live with ourself. Myself. I don't want to live making decisions off of my feelings. I feel this is the right thing. My feelings are stupid. And they'll get me off track. Almost every single time they'll get me off. I need to go, what does God say? What would God have to say about whatever situation, X, Y, Z, all the way down, all the situations? We all have things that we need wisdom. Every one of us, if I was to ask, we'd have something different. We'd have something. It could be a purchase. It could be a child. It could be whatever. There's all sorts of things. As many people as we have in here, that's the many things that we need wisdom about, all of us. Dealing with a parent. I know some of us are up there, and we're just dealing with that kind of stuff, situations. We need God. We need God. So we got some heavenly wisdom. It's getting to Christmas season. Let's just look real quick about the wise men. The wise men and Herod, just the contrast between them. The wise men, they were seeking the baby in the manger. They were seeking, well, it probably wasn't in the manger, but they were seeking the child. And they saw the star, and they were following it. They had read the scriptures, and they were looking. They brought gifts. They were seeking the Lord for a good reason. They wanted to serve God, worship God, love God, hear from God. It was special. There was another guy in that story with them. That was Herod. He sought after the Lord also. He hated God. And his was, I'm going to kill that little baby. That little baby's going to be a king someday. And I can't have that. I can't pass down my lineage to that baby. Let's get rid of it. And he ended up killing many kids. Yeah. Horrible decision. And the decisions came from his wisdom that was earthly, devilish, sensual, from his, what, my feeling, this is the right thing. I feel I need to gain power and control everything here. And his decisions was wicked. It was just a wicked stuff. But the wise men, they were seeking God, and God blessed them, and God used them, and they're a blessing to us today. I've never been blessed by Herod. Like, what a blessing. We don't sing Hark the Herod. We don't sing that. We don't sing any of those songs about Herod. And there's no three kings. There's that song, but like they're not blessed by Herod. We're blessed by the wise men, their example. Are you going to be a blessing? When you walk through life, and when I walk through life, and we're done, people look back on our life, we're going to say, they were a man. Verse 13, who was a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Who was that? Was it you? When you pass away, are they going to say, that was a wise man. That was a man that served God. He was not perfect, but he loved God, because there's none of us perfect. That man loved God. And that guy was wise. He made some good decisions in his life. We can be that. We can be that person. Verse number 17 of chapter 3. James 3:17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. It's pure. Isn't that a contrast? The wisdom of this earth and from ourself and from our flesh is, I lust. I want what I can't have. That's not mine. I want that. I need that. God's wisdom is pure. There's none of that. God set up marriage. It's supposed to be between me and Jolene. My marriage, right? Pure. There's nobody else involved. There shouldn't be anybody else. If there's somebody else involved, that makes it impure and adulterous and dirty and wicked and it ruins. I mean, that would ruin our relationship if something happened between somebody else. And God's wisdom is pure. It's holy. It's special. It's sacred. God gives us this wisdom, pure wisdom. He says, wisdom is first, from above is first pure, then peaceable. Earthly wisdom, earthly knowledge and fleshly wisdom causes strife, envying, wars, fighting, confusion. God's wisdom caused peace. It's just, all right, when we need wisdom, we're at that job situation and things come up and here's that thing that happened again. Here's that person that irks me. This is this or whatever. Peace. We can have peace in any situation. Rotten situations, good situations, we can have peace. God's wisdom brings peace. It's gentle. That's such a contrast. Think of wars and fightings. You know, nobody likes that. Nobody likes, maybe some people might like it a little bit, the fight, but you don't like to be really in a fight. None of us really enjoy that. I know there's people like to argue, but there's people, but really getting in a fight, somebody's coming at you after you with a knife, that's not a fun situation. It's just not, oh, great, this happens again. Like, we don't want that. We don't want to get beat up. We don't want that situation. Nobody wants to fight. I mean, nobody wants to go home and fight all the time, right? Anybody want to? I can't wait to get home. I can't wait to get home so we can fight again. Like, we don't want that. We want peace in our home. We want calmness. I know Sunday afternoons could be fighting time, right? Because we're all hungry. We all get we're eating later than we normally do. We got to be careful. We don't want that. We want peace in our hearts. We want peace in our homes and in our church and our decisions. It says, it's peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. This just makes things that make sense. God's wisdom just makes sense. And you're like, oh, well, that makes sense. It's easy. That's easy to be entreated. That, I hear that. Yeah, let's do that. Right? It's the easy way. We think that our own self, I mean, I've been there. My own decision, that's not the... What? I'm going the wrong way, and it never ends up easy. It always ends up hard. But God's ways are easy. His burden's light. His yoke's easy. It's good. It says, easy being treated, full of mercy. We all need that. And good fruits. God does something. He builds something. You notice that? If there's good fruits, when we put God's wisdom in our life, He starts to build something and grow something. And the opposite of that was confusion and evil works, killing and hurting and wars and fighting. We never have a war zone and the buildings look good. You ever seen pictures of the war zone? Everything's crumbled. Everything's dirt. Everything's destruction. There's famine. There's death. All right? That's not good. But God builds. God doesn't want a war zone in our life. He wants to build and grow and give us fruit. And without hypocrisy, we don't need to be hypocrites. And we just don't need to be hypocrites. The Bible says in verse 18, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So we have characteristics. We have peace and we have purity. God's wisdom brings gentleness. It makes sense. It's merciful. It's fruitful. It's just good. It's good stuff. We need God's wisdom. Don't we need God's wisdom? We need God's wisdom. We want good stuff in our life. The Bible says in verse number 18 there, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace that make peace. There's two things. The results of God's wisdom. It brings fruit. Righteous fruit. Good fruit. We need God's wisdom. We need God's wisdom in every area of life. What should I do? I'm sick. What should I do? I'm hurting. What should I do? This doesn't make sense. What should I do? Lord, what should I do? And we're seeking after God, and then He gives us the wisdom, and then we apply that wisdom, and then things start to grow. It's good. It brings fruit, and it brings peace there in that verse. It's sown in peace, them that make peace. The Bible says in verse number 10 of chapter 4, He says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. You ever... I'll just use the kids as an example. Ever talk to your kids and they think they know everything? Yeah. Anybody have that? Right? Nathaniel, do you know everything? No, he doesn't know. He won't even say. Benjamin and Annalise will say that. They were there. And you tell them, oh no, this is the way it should be. And you're like, no, that's not the way. And I'm your mom, I'm your dad. And you're a fool. Pretty much. You're not listening. And you're not going to hear what I'm... We've been there. We've all been there with our kids, right? We've been there. Like, why will this kid not listen? Okay. Ever get to this point? Okay. Don't wear your coat and see if you're cold. I know teenagers hate wearing coats nowadays. They go out there and no coat. I'm cold. And then they're freezing. What happens when the car breaks down and they have no coat? Frozen, right? They're frozen. They watch that. So they don't have wisdom. They don't think of these things. They don't know that. I mean, how many of us have been in accidents that are a little bit older, right? Things in life happen. Be prepared. So we try to tell our kids they don't want to listen. And finally, like, go ahead. Do what you want to do. And then we laugh afterwards. And then we help them make sure they don't get hurt, whatever. And we're there to pick the pieces up. And we're there. We don't want to be little kids that stick their finger in their ears. I'm not listening. Shake their head. We don't want to be that person. Sometimes we do that. Sometimes I've been there. God's saying, hey, dummy, this is what I want. Listen, Tom, you're wrong. And I'm not looking, and God's trying to tap on my shoulder and get my attention. Let's not do that. Let's listen. What is leading our decisions? Where are the decisions in our life coming from? We all need it. We all need wisdom. We're going to have wisdom is decision-making, judgment from experience. We all need wisdom. And so we all have decisions this week. There are going to be choices that we're going to make this week. Whether I come to church tonight, what am I going to eat this afternoon, whether I'm going to have two meals this afternoon or three meals, whatever, whether I watch, if I go home and there's something on my phone that I know it's calling me right now, and you go home and you watch that thing you shouldn't, right? There's all sorts of decisions, whether I'm going to go home and fight with my kids and fight with my wife, whether I'm going to go to work tomorrow and be so bitter against my boss, there's all different decisions, and there's, like I said, there's tons of stuff out there. So we're going to go home. What's going to lead our decisions this week? Is it going to come from a place of pride and ourself and earthly, and it's going to mess us up? Or are we going to say, Lord, I need you. I need you. And humble ourselves before God, I need you. I need God. Because like I said, I'm a fool, and I need God. And I make stupid decisions, and I say stupid things, and I hurt, and I go the wrong way. And so I need God desperately. I need him. And how about you? You need God? You need God in your decisions? The Bible says in verse 4, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. And he's talking to Christians there. Are you an enemy with our decisions? Our decisions come from a place in ourselves that we're enemies of God. Enemies. We're against God's program for our life. We're against it. We're kicking against it. We're enemies of God. The Bible says in verse number 23 of chapter 2, at the end there, it's talking about, we'll just read the whole thing. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Why was he the friend of God? Because he believed God. God was giving him wisdom. He believed it. He followed God's plan. Those that weren't following God's plan, although they knew God, they were fighting against God's plan. They were called the enemy of God. So what are we today? When we walk out this door, that door, will we walk out an enemy of God? Today, this week, you are an enemy of God. Or are we going to walk out that door saying, Lord, I need to humble myself, and I want to be your friend this week. I want to walk with you this week. If we walk out those doors and walk with God, it's like we pick up our little kids and then we're walking with. God can walk with us all this week, and it's a wonderful week. If we walk out the door an enemy of God, there's going to be confusion in our heart. There's going to be strife. There's going to be bitterness, and it's not going to be good. And the good thing is, it's our choice. What are we going to do, friend or foe of God? Where's the wisdom going to come from? Ourself, or is it going to come from God? Let's all stand with our heads bowed and eyes closed. The Bible says in James 4, verse number 6, but he giveth more grace. Just he loves us. God loves us. He knows where we're at. He knows what we need. He knows the wisdom we need this week. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. If we walk out proud, I'm okay. I don't need God's wisdom this week. God's going to resist you all week long. If we walk out humbled, God's going to bless us this week and give us grace to get through the challenges of this week. I just need God. I need God more than I need him last week. I want to humble myself and be usable for God this week. I need God in every decision. How about you? Friend or foe? Lord, I do thank you for this time. I thank you for your word. Thank you for James and the Bible, God. We just ask you to help us to have wisdom. God, I know every single one of us needs wisdom in many areas of life. And God, I just ask you to help us make a right decision. Help us to humble ourselves, come before you, and decide that we just want to follow you. We want to serve you this week. Lord, bless our week. Bless this invitation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.